Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brighelli, and today we are talking about the breaking news from the folks at Gizmodo and IO9, San Diego Comic-Con exclusive 2018 Bumblebee with two micro cassettes. And for the Transformers nerd out there, this is a pretty interesting and fun set if you're a new fan or if you're an old fan. Now, this set will be exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, and it will be $60. Anything left over will be available on HasbroToyShop.com, probably a few weeks to a month later, as Hasbro tends to do with their Comic-Con exclusives. Let's talk a little bit about these toys. The Bumblebee that is included in here is very much a gold-colored Bumblebee. Pretty sure that's a new mold, or that's a Studio Series mold I haven't seen yet, but it is a 70s Camaro with gold plastic, hopefully no gold plastic syndrome, and certainly meant to represent the Bumblebee we see in the upcoming movie. The packaging, the Retro Rock Garage with the Bumblebee and the cassettes with the slipcase cover, is pretty neat, but let's face it here. For longtime Transformers fans, the hook into this set is by far the two micro cassettes included with the toy. Those are named Dairu and Urzaz. And if you're a longtime Transformer collector, you know these are the molds used for the 1987 Japanese Dairu and Zaru figures, Americanized as Dial and Zor, that came out with the Headmaster line in Japan and are incredibly rare and incredibly expensive in their original versions. We're talking well over $300 and up per cassette. What's not noted here is that these two cassettes do combine into a larger robot, previously named Leg Out. I'm interested to see what these cassettes will be called. And yes, they do fit inside Soundwave or Blaster. They've had a bit of a color change. Uruaz. Okay, R-U-R-U-A-Z. It's Zaru spelled backwards, but U-R-U-A-Z, Uruaz, is no longer blue, as he originally was, but is clear orange. And another interesting note about this toy has a Decepticon rub symbol. Both these toys were Autobots in their previous incarnation. Dairu, or Dial, as a lot of people call him, and how he's been Americanized, it does have an Autobot rub symbol and is a light blue instead of green, I believe the original toy was. I do have pictures of the originals in the 1987 section of TFU.info. He's close to his original color. It's an off-blue, turquoise-ish kind of color, and he kind of matches all of those. Again, these two combine into a combiner robot named Legout, and it'd be interesting to see if the rest of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, if there are more, if the other two combining cassettes from 87 show up, as those are both also very hard to find and very expensive. And those two are Graphy and Noise, or Graphy and Noizu, as the translation goes. And they combine into Decibel. Only time will tell on those. But for now, for $60, Transformers fans who have long wanted just to have a version of these molds will be able to do so. So it's super exciting news for the upcoming San Diego Comic-Con. And that will wrap up this edition of TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brighelli, and if you like the show, subscribe to this channel on YouTube, youtube.com/TFU info. And if you want to support the show, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/TFU info, for lots more news and podcasts. And be sure to subscribe for all the latest as we look ahead to San Diego Comic-Con, as we cover the news coming out of San Diego next month, right here on TFU News and Views. I'm your host, Anthony Brighelli. See ya.